You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, at the All-Star break, here we are. The Astros with, I think, their biggest win of the season. The biggest win earlier in the season was the over the Yankees in the last of a three-game series in which they were 15-15, and they just lost the first two in Yankee Stadium. And Jose Altuve, with a three-run homer, was able to help beat the Yankees and in a Garrett Cole start. And it propelled them. That was the start of they were just a 500 team, and they took off from there and became in 20 games, went well over 20 games over 500. Now, this game, I think, supersedes that one, in that you could have been heading into the All-Star break not feeling great about yourself, having gotten swept by the Yankees after losing to the A's. You would have been just three games up on the A's, which would have been a bad thing. Actually, 2.5 games up on, after you took care of the business in the first two games against the A's, and just 2.5 games up on them. But instead, you're 3.5 up, and you feel great. That one swing of the bat makes you feel great about this team heading into the All-Star break. They all can go and relax and have fun and not being worried about, you know, the way that they were playing. It changes everything. It turned a 2-4 homestand into a 3-3 homestand. It kept the A's 3.5 games back. It was a wonderful way to finish up at the park. Everybody couldn't have felt better about themselves. First half MVP for you.
I'll go Carlos. It's close, but it doesn't change just because he's out one series. And by the way, I had somebody, I'll just say this online. One of our listeners reached out and said, I heard Carlos actually started his vacation early. And he claimed that someone believes they saw him at a private jet airfield or something. And so I reached out to you because I know we know somebody who's close to him. No, he's actually really sick.
No,
he didn't go take off early for a vacation.
No, he's really
against
sick.
Against the Yankees. By the way, that's how stupid that is. Oh, yeah, I think, Yankees are in town, our arch nemesis.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to buzz out of here for an early vacay.
Stop. He was at home. It's not
COVID.
Not COVID. So don't, everybody, it's not, he doesn't have COVID. He's vaccinated. So, he just is sick. And people get, it's amazing how COVID, it eliminated all other diseases, all other illnesses in the world. COVID just destroyed every other, it's impossible to be sick from anything else anymore. No, he wasn't feeling well, so he's at home. He's still feeling, you know what, he got a nice break. Oh, while we were gone over the weekend, Michael Brantley and Brian Presley both said, nah, we're not going. Sorry.
Literally no Astros are going to the All-Star game.
Zero Astros.
You think this hurts him in the future where people just don't pick Astros now?
They didn't pick Astros then. They didn't pick Astros then. Not one starter.
Well, not one starter, but yeah, a lot of Astros. Do you think managers going to be like, well, they're not going to come. Let's just not put them on All-Star
team. I saw a pretty good idea. If you don't want to go to the All-Star game, then tell people before the All-Star
Have you seen how many people have bailed total?
Yeah.
This is the year. This is, I'm telling you, opt-out changed everything for everyone. COVID opt-out. Now it's players just, and I mean across sports, I think are going to be like, I don't know why it was 1 year and one phrase opt-out. Now it's changed everything. As the announcer yesterday, I think it was McDonough, said, you know, this has been going on for decades and decades. It's not a new thing. And Ron Darling said, maybe they just need to look at why guys are doing this and figure out what needs to be done, because Major League Baseball has, replacement players are now opting out after being replacement players. So this is a really, I mentioned it last week. I understand the Astros clearly are banding together, basically saying F you to Rob Manfred in Major League Baseball. Mm-hmm. That's what they're doing. I don't want it to hurt them in the future when it comes time to for an All-Star selection. I worry a little bit about that, but we'll just see if it is, then it is, and they'll just have to deal. But the idea that baseball, which is trying to grow its brand with young people and really haven't had many marketable stars. When Mike Trout is your most marketable star, he's just kind of blah on a team that's not very ever any good. Well, now you got Tatis and you've got Vlad Guerrero and you've got, you know, DeGrom maybe to a little lesser extent, and you've got Shohei Ohtani. It's important that those guys that they have, I would think for baseball, they want a game that can stand on its own. For people who don't check into baseball a lot, especially teams outside of their own, you know, regional team, where they get a chance to see them. And if these players all start bailing on All-Star break, you might as well just shut it down. You might as well just end the tradition of All-Star break and just make it a break.
I don't think they'll do that, but because there are still plenty of guys that are going to be there, and there's still going to be plenty of stars. Although a lot of guys have, I mean, I heard of guys that you didn't even know were offered trips to the All-Star game, and they just said, nah, not going.
That's how I think it's going to be an issue moving forward.
Maybe. We'll see. We're going to have, as a matter of fact, I had a chance to talk to Matt Carpenter for a while yesterday about this and a lot of other things. And he's going to join us tomorrow morning here. Matt Carpenter, former All-Star for the Cardinals, and just a great guy. He's from here, and we'll have him on the show tomorrow morning at 8:30. So if you know Carp, or if you want to hear a good interview, he's got some great insight into a lot of this stuff, including the Astros scandal we can ask him about. Mine is going to be Altuve. My first half is, I've changed it from Carlos to Altuve. 20 homers, 55 RBIs. He's got an 860 OPS. He has won games with grand slams and three-run homers, and especially in big games as well. Carlos has done the same. But Altuve, the way that he finished up, and it's not just that one game, but he's the heartbeat of this baseball team, and he's having himself another bounce back, a great year. We were so worried about his fielding. There was only one inning this year that you can look at Jose Altuve's fielding and say, what the hell is going on? And that was his glove, not his throwing arm. So I got Altuve. He's a leadoff guy. He's the catalyst. 20 home runs out of the leadoff spot. He's picked up right where George Springer was, and he's the guy that gets this offense going. His runs scored are unbelievable. He's leading the team in home runs. That's who I got.
And Yuli is legitimate in the conversation as well. Yuli has had I don't think as consistent, but Yuli's had a good year as well. Jordan doesn't even though the numbers look good, Jordan doesn't feel like he's had the same impact on games. So, those three would be.
And Uncle Mike.
You know, and Uncle Mike, one of the guys, the top four of American League in hitting. Fromber would have been potentially in the argument, except that if his last two had been really good, then you would have said, well, he missed part of the season, but boy, he's been really good. But not now. Now Fromber's not. It's funny, the starting pitching has been a big, big plus for you this year, yet nobody from the starting pitcher from the starters would you even think about adding into that group?
How about pitcher so far? How about your best arm so far? Best starter, because Presley has probably been the best pitcher.
I guess Garcia? It's hard to say.
Yeah.
I would have been Fromber, but now it's tough with Fromber. He's walking everybody. He's not the
same
guy.
He's only started nine games. Garcia started 15. His ERA is only 0.08 higher than Fromber's. But Garcia has been the man.
It doesn't feel like Greinke would be it. I mean, McCullers has been very good with how he's played, but he has missed. He's had a couple stints where he's had to miss games.
Yeah, his ERA is 2.94. Odorizzi
has done a nice job of bouncing back. He's a legitimate starter now, but not. He's not a guy you would mention. I'm mentioning with the starters.
Well,
as the best
man. Starter. He came from nowhere though. He was down at the bottom of this entire staff as far as ERA goes, and now he's just a point. He's just a 3.61 versus Greinke's 3.59. So he has definitely got himself back into it. But there's only one guy in this rotation that's actually qualifying for the ERA title, and that's Zach Greinke. He's the only one that's got enough innings to qualify. So
and yet, I feel good about the starters.
I do. I feel great about the
yet
starters.
Yet, I feel really good about the starters. Tell you who I don't feel, you know who doesn't feel so good right now are the Houston Texans. And they're reaching apparently some desperation mode. We'll tell you why. We'll tell you what their desperation is and maybe why they're reaching it here when we come back. It's 8:13 here on the bench.
You know what? They don't have as any charisma, Lance.
Well, Charisma Car Wash is here for you. I'm going by today. Looks like we're out of the tumultuous rain that we had previously. So I'm going to get my car washed at Charisma Car Wash. It's spelled C-A-R, Charisma, C-A-R as in car. charismawash.com, and that will give you the locations of the three spots where they are. It's easy to find their locations. They're very, very obvious. There's one in Heights, which is between Shepherd and Yale, and it's next to the Starbucks. Upper Kirby, which is where I go, West Park and Bissonnette, and they've got a location at Gulfgate. When you stop in, if you use the promo code 5975, they've got the hookup still going on. And this is one where you can pass along to your friends, your neighbors, coworkers, whoever you want to, everyone in your family. It's $10 off for the Ultimate Wash, which is usually $14, or the Lava Wash, which is usually $17. So those two washes become $4 and $7, and they're really powerful, really, really effective washes that are going to have your car looking great after all the rain and the mud and the splatters that you had over the last week. It's time to get that car cleaned up. Do it with my friends over at Charisma Car Wash, CARISMAWASH.com. But don't forget the promo code. Put it in your phone if you need to on the notes section, because you can use it throughout July. 5975 gets you $10 off their Ultimate or Lava Wash packages. Charisma Car Wash.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. The Affordable Care Act continues to be a complex regulation, and employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
This time of day,
I'm ready to play. Football time in Texas. We got camp getting ready to start up. We're going to have some really, really good coverage of Texans camp and give you some insight into some of the new Texans. That's really what it's all about, is figuring out who the new Texans are. Because many of you are not even going to know who some of these players are unless you follow the other NFL teams. And it is football time in Texas. Well, it's actually baseball time in Texas.
Baseball time in Houston.
Does it feel like an exciting time to be alive as a Texas fan?
Are you not excited about this coming season?
Well, I tell you, I'm excited about upcoming football season. I'm curious to see what happens.
You know, we're
Houston,
only nine
Texas.
Days away from the start of training camp.
I know. And I said we're going to have the best coverage here on the bench. You're going to get insight into some of the players that you don't know, the Shaq Lawsons of the world, the Desmond Kings, guys who are going to be starters. And potentially,
maybe.
And potentially,
because there's so much competition.
I say both of those guys are.
I don't know
mega
how you're
locks.
Handing out jobs already, considering how competitive training camp will be.
Because yeah. I've seen
it's
the rest.
All, it's
of,
a competition.
I've seen the
Lance.
Rest of the roster.
No, the reason you can't decide that Desmond King and Shaq Lawson are going to be starters.
Okay, well,
it's
can,
just too much competition.
You can put five on it if you want, and I'll
there's
put five
too much
on the other
competition,
way.
Competition. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Competition.
That's
yeah.
what we got.
Good. Compete. It's an easy roster to figure out.
Hmm.
It's actually an easy roster to figure out.
It really kind of isn't. I mean, it's that's what we
think,
got so much competition.
I think the newest guys coming in are going to be the ones that start.
Frankly, I think other teams will be looking at this Texans roster just waiting for the cut so they can pick up the guys who don't make the team because of how competitive the training camp will be.
Well, I mentioned their desperation, and the Texans, I believe, really are desperate, and we've seen it. They've been a team, frankly, who is an organization that has been extraordinarily arrogant over the years. And not everybody who's in the organization, but I think in general, the people at the very, very top have believed that this is an organization that they're really the only ones that matter in the city. Good for those little fun little rockets and those little things they do with the basketball bouncy things and the shooty things with the three-pointers and whatnot. And yay for the Astros with their little baseball, t-ball thing that they do and all that. But when the big boys come to town, you know, it's the Texans. And that's what the Texans believe. Bill O'Brien said it out loud. Somebody who used to work for the Texans told me directly, you know, wherever we are, that's the only radio station, that's the only media entity that matters, because only the Texans matter in this city. And that's the truth. Okay, it seems arrogant, but all right. So now, isn't it interesting to see the Texans begging for your ticket purchases? This is their newest. This shows you desperation. This is the newest Texans desperation. It's a three-game plan. Why attend one game when you could attend three? Save big on three game plans for the 2021 season starting at $195. Don't pay any fees, and in addition, save up to $24 per ticket off face value. These packages are perfect if you don't make it to every game this season, and while also providing maximum savings and better seat locations versus single game tickets. So now what they're doing, knowing that they can't sell season tickets, knowing that season tickets have dropped, because you would always want to sell. What it used to be is, look, either you get season tickets or too bad. There's people on the waiting list who would get it. All right? So you either get your season ticket. We're not doing any of these little tricked out things the Rockets do where they have to give you a pizza or a drink.
Well, they're already done that.
Now they're doing it.
No, right.
Now they're doing it.
Yeah.
But this is how they used to say, look, you want tickets? Because if you don't, we'll give them to somebody else. We're not going to give you any little special deals. As a matter of fact, you know what? We're going to throw some extra fees on you. Go ahead. Buy from the website, pay your extra fees. Now, they're actually lowering their price from their face value. They're dropping face value prices on their tickets, begging people to take multiple tickets.
DWH Coupon says, I heard HEB has a yellow coupon in the pharmacy area for Texans tickets.
That can't be true.
That cannot be. Just stop saying stuff like that because, no, this is an organization that had at least the highest number that I've heard, and I don't want to exaggerate it, was 26,000 people on the waiting list. 26,000 on the waiting list.
And now they're selling three game packages at discounted face value. In July,
because they can't get rid of. I mean, they're begging for the season ticket holders to come back, and they're just not. And now they're begging, and now they're giving away four tickets with pizzas and Cokes and all kinds of stuff for the opener, a pizza deal, four pizzas with your Cokes and tickets, and then three game packages. Now, this organization has fallen precipitously. I mean, it is on a free fall.
I can't stress how much, and you know this as being a season ticket holder, they held all the cards. Like, there was no deals, there was no nothing for you. You get these season tickets, we'll raise prices, and that's how it is, and that's it. And or you can get single game tickets and take your chances. When you're in July and they're trying to throw together packages they're calling it Father's Day packages to try to give discounted rates, and now they're going to here's a pizza, here's a Coke. What else do we have to do? Here's a three game package where we know you're not going to come to all the games anymore because you don't like us that much. So how about we just let you pick three of the games and we'll drop some. We'll drop some of the prices. That is desperation.
Yeah.
And I've never seen them like this ever. This is the first time.
Oh, no. This is the worst that it's ever, ever, ever been. Jamie Roots couldn't have gotten out at a better time. Speaking of getting out at a better time, he also got out of the how about that? On Friday, the bomb dropped that Jamie Roots is also out at the Dynamo. For whatever reason, we don't know. I had texted Jamie. Jamie couldn't have got out at a better time from the Houston Texans, that's for sure. Don't know exactly what is going on, and hopefully everything is okay with his family and everything else. But Jamie is also out at the Dynamo. So that lasted 17 days. So I don't know.
I'm curious about that one.
Hopefully he and everybody is okay. He and his family, everybody's okay. So, but he's out, and it certainly didn't take long. But they have always been the model franchise. The Texans have always been the model franchise in this city.
Oh, I see what you mean. I see what you mean by hopefully everyone's okay, because they said that he's going to step down due to personal reasons,
yeah,
and he'll take a leave of absence from the organization.
Yeah.
So they called it a leave of absence.
Yeah, so that and it's only 17 days into it. So
yeah,
hopefully everybody's okay. I had texted him and he said, yeah, I'll get back to you. We'll get on the air. Wanted to talk to him about his new gig, and never heard back. So I don't know. Maybe something has been going on behind the scenes for a little while, and he hasn't been able to, for whatever reason, talk about what's going on. But hopefully everything is okay with him. That was a bomb that was dropped on Friday. The Texans are. How about CBS put out there what they think every team is going to do? How many wins do you think CBS predicted for our Houston Texans?
Four.
One.
Oh, my goodness.
One.
That feels low.
1-16.
That feels low. You can stumble into two. How many did Jacksonville have?
Is this team Jacksonville any had better one, than the Detroit teams that won zero games?
Well, that was only one team that won zero, right?
Yeah. Is that any better?
I don't know, but how many teams have won zero games? That's really, really hard. Yeah. But Jacksonville
well, they
won.
They got them winning one.
Didn't Jacksonville win just one last year?
Was it one or two? One or two?
Yeah. At least three games will have an opportunity to flip either
I'm
way.
Tell you
at
what.
Least three and sometimes four and five.
I'm going to tell you what. You better be at that opener because it's possibly the only game. It's the most likely game for the Texans to win. Of all of the games that they have, it's the most likely.
Yeah. The opening, I know they're not in the preseason odds that were put out there. Not that that means
they've
got to
be
right
a
now.
Favorite against the rookie quarterback.
Well, they weren't a favorite in any game. According to the preseason odds,
well,
that
I'm
going to
tell you this:
there.
This game,
here it is, week one. You want to know right now? You can actually bet this.
They're plus two.
The week one, they're plus three. The line keeps moving in Jacksonville's favor. Jacksonville's
I think
a 3-point favorite.
I think that's dumb.
And if you flip flop home and away, that would make. Remember, you can basically take away the 3 points for home field because now home field should come back.
Yeah.
So three for home, and
for
if you
Texans.
Flip it the other way, mm-hmm. it would mean
that,
Jacksonville's. Jacksonville's a 9-point favorite at Jacksonville. Basically, according to this, they would be at least 7.5 to 9. Jacksonville.
Well, and this is
the team that had the first pick of the draft.
This is the rookie's first game. I know he's Trevor Lawrence and everything else, but
I know
it's his very first game.
This
now
is,
it's the very the, first game for most every Texan too.
Right now, I would tell you the value is playing the Texans money line.
Yeah,
would say that would.
I think the Texans win this game. But do you know what? I think this might be the only game the Texans win. It's by far the one that is, okay, they're 3-point, which means every other game, because there's no team worse than Jacksonville that they're playing. There's maybe the Jets, possibly the Jets. They got the Jets here, right? So this is the most likely that they'll win. The Jets have a better roster than, the Jets have a lot of decent football players. They just don't have the quarterback position. I don't think, but Zach Wilson will at least have some games under his belt when he comes here.
Yeah.
I mean, this is his first, this is going to be Trevor Lawrence's first game?
No, this is
And you're
is
telling
be...
me they're favored by 3 points in Houston?
That's a little disrespectful. To me, I would make that more like a pick 'em.
Yeah.
Honestly. Because that still gives the benefit of, that would still make Jacksonville basically a 5.5 to 6 point favorite at home. But once again, if you flip-flop, if Houston's a plus three, and you already assume their 3-point home field advantage. Even if you assume a 2-point home field advantage, that goes to plus 5 on a neutral field.
Yeah.
And then you say Jacksonville minus 3, you give them a full 3 points. Let's just say you give them 2 points, 2.5 points for being at home. That then, if you follow all the math on what the point spread is, you now flip it into Jacksonville. It makes them a 7.5 point favorite at home against Houston, a team that had almost no wins last year, the first pick of the draft. Now, if you followed them, they also have made some good pickups and I think had some good drafts of impact players like Travis Etienne and obviously Trevor Lawrence. They've added Urban Meyer, and maybe some of this is a public play. And maybe this is more a public play where you're betting Trevor Lawrence and Urban Meyer against a team that doesn't have Deshaun Watson. But I feel like, you're right. That one should be a pick 'em at worst.
Yeah.
Maybe late money on Jacksonville, a small favorite. Three is a lot for a team with a rookie quarterback making his first start to come in and play a team that's going to have some veterans on it. Because the Texans picked up veterans. It's going to be a veteran-led team, to be honest with you. And that includes Tyrod Taylor, Shaq Lawson, Desmond King. Zach Cunningham's a veteran. Laramie Tunsil's a veteran. There's going to be a lot of veterans on the Texans. I didn't say all of them were good, but it's still a veteran team.
So they're going to be a bad veteran team?
Yeah.
There's such a thing.
Oof, yeah,
that's
no. It's the oldest team in the NFL. It's the oldest team in the NFL.
There's nothing like being bad and old. That's the best.
That's the best. The oldest team in the NFL.
Why do you think Urban Meyer, the rookie head coach, is going to be considered an advantage over a guy who didn't think that preseason helped rookies?
I didn't say David Culley is part of this line.
There are no rookies on the Texans.
No, David Culley was made aware that. Well, I guess preseason does help rookies. He said that we talked about that last week.
Yeah.
Why would you think Urban Meyer has never coached a game in the NFL and you think he's an advantage over our junkie?
Yeah.
a guy who has years and years.
Wait a minute. One of the greatest college coaches in history versus
Steve Spurrier.
One of the greatest college coaches in history versus a guy you didn't even know 6 months ago.
Nick Saban was a great college coach.
Yeah.
What difference does that make?
Steve Spurrier.
What do you mean?
Nick Saban and Steve Spurrier.
Spurrier were great college coaches, too.
Dumpers. Both of them were considered.
How about how's Pete Carroll?
That's one.
He wasn't considered one of the greats.
No, he was.
Well,
he was a massive cheater.
He was a great. What?
That's your one guy you can find is Pete Carroll.
What are you talking about? He was a great
college coach, and
you're calling
USC
him a cheater?
Getting busted.
I want. Oh, you just flippantly threw that around?
See you later, guys. I'm going to Seattle.
Hey,
I know. I'll take care.
Hey, do I see a hammer coming down? Bye. I'm out of here.
See you later.
Oh, by the way, Reggie got his Heisman back. So
Bill O'Brien?
Did he? How's that to all you haters?
He did? Bill O'Brien?
Yeah. Bill O'Brien, great college coach, great pro coach.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Back what's your what's your definition of great?
Great is
division winner.
Ah, okay.
Oh, you suck too. You know that? You
no,
suck too.
I didn't say you sucked. I'm just trying
once
to figure
again,
out.
Once again, winningest coach in Texans history.
That's right.
Whether you like it or not.
Better like it.
Whether you like it or not, you better learn to love it.
We won two division titles. Almost something about a third.
AFC South 2 years in a row.
Thanks. Thank you.
At least.
At least. 830 ESPN 97.5 713-780 3776. What about my peeps? So I'm wearing my chest. Look at Twitch. See my Chastain Ford shirt I got on today? What? Chastain Ford, what? That's right. Chastain Ford, baby. Chastain Ford is awesomeness. Chastain Ford is the best car dealer in this city, period. Exclamation. It's the one that I have dealt with and have loved the most since I've been here. It really, really is. So Chastain Ford right now is like everybody else. It's really difficult out there in the car business because of the chips and everything else. But here's the deal that Chastain Ford is telling you. Order the vehicle the exact way that you want it. And Ford will make it for you and deliver it with all the exact specifications that you want. You've got some time. Don't sell your car now. You know what? You could sell your car later and probably get more because that's all they're doing. All the used vehicles are doing is going up and up and up. But you can get a great deal. You can get it exactly as you want. You can do it online. You can do it in person. You can do it over the phone. But don't settle for something less than you want. If you want that bedliner, if you want that sunroof, if you want the leather, whatever it is that you're looking for in specifics, you get it, but exactly how you want your vehicle. And that's the key to this. So don't settle. Don't go to the dealership and say, hey, oh, I'll take that. Whatever, I'll just take it. That's not what I want. No. Get the price where you need it and get everything, all the features that you want to fit your lifestyle. And that's all at Chastain Ford. You want the best deal. You want the best people. You want the best service. You want it all. ChastainFord.com or it's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. It's Chastain Ford.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Boy, we needed that game badly. You know, way to end the first half before the break. That is great. I mean, that's one of the greatest feelings I've ever seen. I couldn't be happier for a guy. You know, Jose... you know, he's done it time and time again, and especially do it, you know, with all the jeers and, you know, from the Yankees.
Yeah, it was, man, did you see Paw after the game? Because they showed him walking into the, after he was hugging Altuve. I watched the whole, that whole celebration on the field and everything. If you stayed with it, you saw Dusty just clapping. He could not, watching Paw get happy like that. It's so much fun. You know, when your grandparents, they...
Watching Pawpaw get happy.
What? Yeah, you got to turn your mic on or something.
Watching Pawpaw get happy is so much fun.
It is. I mean, honestly, I mean, do you
Did
want...
Did you see Zach Greinke?
Oh, yeah. He actually... He
didn't know how to celebrate. He doesn't know how. And he was just slapping people on the back and running in circles. It was different. Zach was super excited.
That's great.
Super excited. The whole squad. I mean, it's a phenomenal comeback.
Yeah. When you
see put six in the last inning.
Cousin Zach all, you know, being happy.
So, you know who wasn't happy is Yankee fans weren't happy.
happy.
Aww. And they thought they had a sweep. They were all ready to roll. I mean, they outplayed I won't say badly, but they did enough from a hitting standpoint. Their starting pitching was excellent. They looked like they were going to come in and sweep the Astros, and instead they melted down, which is not the first time this has happened. But it's also not the first time they've been beaten by Jose Altuve either. Altuve has ruined them on a couple of occasions, most notably at the end of 2019 to knock them out of the playoffs in the Aroldis Chapman slider that was yanked out of the ballpark. Well, yesterday, a couple of Yankee fans, including a guy who goes by the name of John Boy, who's a big Yankee, you know, he's a media, he's a fan who has his own media site now, right? He did the Astros trash can videos where he was the one who went to MLB Baseball and went and posted, listen to all these trash can bangs. He was the first guy to put them all together. And he also has a podcast, and he's gained some notoriety. Well, he was watching in a bar with a friend of his who also does a podcast with them, a video cast. And he was and they were in Denver watching this game. And they had been happy for a long while, but as that ninth inning is starting to unfold, his buddy turns on the camera and starts broadcasting and says, hey, you know, it's starting to get a little shaky. Now, they cut it. This guy edited his own video down from the very beginning into just when Altuve's coming up, and listen to their response as they basically live stream the Jose Altuve at bat.
Oh, my God, it's Altuve batting right now. It's Altuve batting right now. Oh, my God. I don't like this right now. I didn't even know he was gonna bat. Yeah. Oh my God. No.
No. No.
Oh my God. Unbelievable. Joke. Somebody close some games for us, man. We're supposed to win that game, man. You win a 7-2. And they get the ultimate troll, man. I hate this song.
It was, and the look on John Boy's face, you couldn't hear say anything. He was just, he didn't really even show a response, because on Twitter he even said, watch Jose Altuve hit a home run. He's destined to hit a home run here, and then unbutton his jersey as he's going around, you know, button by button as he's and stripped down naked as he's going around the bases. Basically, he knew what was coming, because, you know, sometimes in sports where you already know things are predestined,
yeah,
you already know certain things are set up to happen. It's like he knew it, and Yankee fans were like, why are you saying this? Don't say this. And then 1 minute later, boom, the ball goes flying out of the ballpark. And as Jose Altuve crosses home plate, Maldonado and the rest of the Astros were quick to grab the jersey and literally yank it off, which, where's the tattoo? Where's the tattoo? You know, it's half the Yankees fans were saying, where's the tattoo that was supposedly the buzzer and the tattoo and this, that, and the other. And the other half were sad because he is their Jose Altuve. I mean, he's their Luis Pujols. He's the guy that ruins their lives. They hate seeing him, but they respect him and fear him the same way I did with Pujols. I respected and feared Pujols. Yankees fans have the same fear and respect for Altuve. They may hate him or hate the Astros, but they even say it in private conversations with each other. If you look on the threads, they respect and fear Jose Altuve. Well, when he comes up, it terrorizes them.
Yeah, I think it's more than the cheating thing. Altuve's in their head. Altuve, he beats them. He destroys them. He homers. He wins. He wins playoff series. He wins ALCSs against them. He hits 3-run homers around his head and then down at his ankles. Jose Altuve loves destroying the New York Yankees, and the New York Yankees fans with the F Altuve chant. It's not just about the cheating. It's F that guy. He kills us.
Mm-hmm.
We hate him.
Yeah.
We hate that guy. That guy is everything. It's not just cheating. It's, my goodness, we can't get that dude out, so F him. You saw with Trey Young. You saw Trey Young get into all of their heads. And Trey Young, he has loved it. And Altuve, Altuve is playing to it now too. Getting the jersey, his jersey ripped off yesterday. What? Come on. How about it, Yankees? How's this? Oh, you can grab your shirt? Aaron Judge running around the bases. You want to grab your shirt? Watch this. We'll rip mine off.
And Maldonado, previously on his home run, pulled his shirt down basically to show no buzzers. He was rounding third into the home dugout where he could show. Same way Boone did his little, Aaron Judge pulled his jersey, like basically was making a little twizzer, buzzer comment. He did that as he was headed towards his dugout so that they could see. And Maldonado did the same thing for his dugout to see as he rounded third headed for home. He had a home run. Tucker had a home run. I don't want that to get lost either. They both had nice shots. But Altuve with the walk-off, certainly, against the Yankees in a game that was dead. It was dead in the water. 7-2, I turned. I literally missed Jose Altuve ruining the Yankees because I'm watching England go through their crisis against Italy, and I'm thinking, well, that's over, and boy, I don't want to miss this penalty kick. This is going to be and I missed Altuve bombing out. I gave up on the boys. That's on me. That's on me, John. I got to do a better job, mm-hmm. as Gary Kubiak would say.
Uh-huh.
I got to believe in them, even though the bats had gone completely silent for the whole series. How did I know they were going to come back
you
like
that? You didn't
know?
No. Two runs was like, oh, my goodness.
Two was the most runs they could possibly score in this series. How did I know they were going to get not just five, but six runs? Mm. How did I know that?
Six runs in one inning when they hadn't scored six runs in the series.
Exactly.
Not even close. There was no reason to believe, Lance. Yet you're a non-believer. You're a non-believer. How about that whole inning though? From Yuli, Chaz McCormick, Toro coming up with that hit. I like the move of the line drive by Maldonado, and he tried to drop it and get the double play. Nice job by the ump calling that infield fly rule.
Yeah.
Even though it wasn't a fly, you know, it was a soft liner.
Right.
So, I mean, the interpretation of the rule was correct. There's no question about it. But I could certainly see where he's like, oh, that's a line drive he dropped. And suck it, Astros. No, they could have had a double play there. But then, you know, with one out, Altuve comes up and does this. Just so much fun. So good. So good. What a great day.
Gleyber was a little rascal.
Yeah.
You go into All-Star break. It could have been swept by Yankees, swept by Orioles. What is going on here in Fromber? You know, it does kind of cover up some warts. Like, the concern about Fromber, it should be real because we had just kind of gotten into the point where we're just saying, okay, Fromber's that dude. Well, now this is a very strange time where he can't find the strike zone like he was. Maybe he's, and it's going to be a technical thing. It's going to be, you know, you worry that he's something with his mechanics is off because Strom had to go out two different times before he was even pulled. Two different times he went to the mound to go talk to Fromber. Did you notice that little, he's got that fastball is really tailing out on him that he was. It's kind of, you know, he's a left-hander, so when he is throwing in on right-handers or left-handers, when he tried to throw that fastball, it's moving away from the right-hand hitter. It's got a little tail on it, which I don't know if it's always had that because he's been so good with his breaking pitch and his changeup and the ability to work both sides of the plate, but he's having a hard time finding the strike zone, and that is a concern with how many walks he's had recently. It's been a big problem.
He's been different. There's no question about that. What'll be interesting to see in the second half now is when they get back. All right, so who do you start? I guess it says here that McCullers is going to get the first start.
Yeah, I'm fine
then
with that.
Then Odorizzi, Valdez, and Garcia, and go back to a five-man rotation. I don't see Greinke in here for whatever reason. Maybe, I don't know. He's not going to pitch in the All-Star game, right? He didn't say he was going. So I don't know why you don't have Greinke in this rotation on ESPN. But back to a five-man rotation, though, and they've got Garcia in this thing.
Well, here's what we'll see.
If Urquidy does come back, if Urquidy comes back, it'll be interesting to see how they.
I would imagine that's tentative, too. Let's see how everything plays out. Here's Frommer's last three starts. 7-1, 7-6, and 7-11. Seven innings, four hits, two earned runs, five walks, six strikeouts. That was your big concern. Is like, huh, that was a five-walk game where Fromber's got great control. The next game, five innings, 10 hits, five earned runs, two walks. The Yankees, four innings, six hits, two earned runs, six walks. That's 13 walks in his last three starts.
Very nice, Fromber.
13 to 17 strikeouts, and maybe more importantly, 20 hits allowed in 16 innings pitched. That's not Fromber.
No.
That's really not Fromber. The last two starts have been really bad for him. He's gone 5-4 with eight walks and 16 hits in nine innings and seven runs. Not good for Fromber. They need this all-star break. Make your visit to your sports psychologist. Go to a cook. Go to a barbecue with Stromy. You know, go over to Stromy's house. Let the wife make whatever chicken tetrazzini, because I would imagine that's what Stromy's wife is going to make, some chicken tetrazzini, maybe some English peas in it, kind of something with and cream of mushroom soup. It's all coming together here. I know what I feel like I know, and maybe a broccoli salad. And go have that and then get your mind right. Yeah, I just feel like that's what Strom's wife would make. Okay. Just something kind of, you know.
Why you put them on some bland ass meal? You're just putting bland
English
on Stromy?
Peas.
I don't know if Stromy's got high blood pressure. Maybe he shouldn't have that much salt.
English peas. Okay.
Yeah, in the turkey tetrazzini.
Okay. We're taking a break. 713-780-3776 is the number. My bookie. How about this? How about right now at my bookie?
My All-Star game. Can you get some action in the All-Star game?
You can get action in the All-Star game, but you also got the British Open or the Open Championship or the Open, as we like to call it.
Rebrand, yeah.
Yeah. No, they've rebranded it several times. It used to be the British Open, and then it was the Open Championship. Now it's just the Open. And you're going to get your great odds on who you like to bet. Golf is a huge – you bet a lot of golf, right? You do bet a lot of golf. And people – it's crazy. Young people – AJ was in here, and he was saying, man, young people love to bet on golf because your odds are so good. Young people like to bet big odds. And if you can pick the guy, or you can pick a top 20 finish, or you can pick head-to-head matchups, you got all of this going on right now at mybookie.ag. It's promo code BET975. BET975. Your initial deposit, they will match 50% up to $1,000. So in other words, if you deposit $2,000, they're going to give you an extra $1,000 to play with. So, I mean, but if you put in $200, they'll give you an extra $100 to play with. They'll match up to 50% up to $1,000. You got NBA finals, you got baseball, you got soccer, all at mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. Here's the deal, though, is golf this week. You want to go, you want to play, you want to win, you want to watch in the morning, and that's the best thing about the Open Championship is that it's in the morning, and you got the rest of the day to know that you won or whatever. All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, promo code BET975.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 8:51 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Last night, the Bucks got within one game. It's two games to one now. Apparently, though, Monty Williams is none too pleased with the free throw situation. Was Scott Foster brought in Scott Foster brought in? Let's change this whole series. Do we have to change this thing? Because one guy shot 17 free throws and the other team shot 16. Now, Giannis is more aggressive than any player in the NBA.
Scott Foster does, like let's get things evened out now. Even this thing out.
Scott Foster's a team player.
Scott's known for saying, let's get this thing cleaned up a little bit.
It'll be interesting to see who is going to referee game four, because we got to see who the NBA wants to win. I'm sure they want you have to have the Bucks here, right?
Did Scott Foster open up a door when Devin Booker was shooting shots? Did he open up a door
to
make it windy for that 3-for-14 performance?
It was kind of, you remember how I you got to take him for your MVP?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of put a little damper on that
Yeah, and Chris Paul, they didn't win, but Chris Paul still goes 19 and 9. So if the Suns win, this is Chris Paul's award to lose. But yeah, sure, Scott Foster's brought in, but this happened. We talked about it after game one, where the market correction for free throws was going to occur.
Yep.
And in game two, the Bucks got to the line more, and it happened in game three. And I would suspect that in game four, that it might be a little bit more even, because that's just how it goes. And Devin Booker should probably make some more shots before Monty. If I was anyone with the NBA, I would say, excuse me, do you know your best player went 3 for 14? Stop talking about free throws with us. If he's going to go 3 for 14, I don't want to hear from about free throws.
But she did. But he really didn't get to the free throw line, though.
Well, that's not what he does, period. He's well, not. He's,
but
that's not.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what he shot. Did he go to the free throw line?
He went there 5 times, which I think might have been more than any other son. I'm not sure. Maybe Ayton got there because he's in the paint. No, Devin Booker got there 5 times, more than any other son. Went 3 for 5, which matched his those three makes matches how many shots he made.
Did you know a couple? I didn't know this before the game. There was a radio show on our air here that was talking about this is the best free throw shooting team in playoff history.
The Suns, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that. But if you think about it, your backcourt shoots well. They're obviously going by percentages. But, yeah, if you take a look at that, that is, I guess that is the truth. They wouldn't lie on ESPN radio.
No one would lie on ESPN radio. And the other thing that they said was, I didn't realize this, was that, like, their winning percentage against winning teams this year was well over 700.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow, that is sporty.
Yeah.
That's and, almost as good as the Astros.
Oh, no. Yeah, but not quite. But, well, actually, it's better. But so if the Suns do win this thing, they're going to catch a lot of. Now, they've got a healthy Bucks team, right? They're beating a healthy Bucks team.
Yeah.
But the Bucks got there because the Nets weren't healthy. You could argue that the Suns got there because the Lakers weren't healthy.
We did this already.
Me
and Dell did this when you were out. This is already a thing that people are trying to do, and it's kind of fallen off now that Giannis made it back for the whole series. But the idea that you could somehow find a way that you could that this doesn't count. Well, go back. It's like Dell and I have talked about. Go all the way back to for all these champions, and you're going to find the same thing. They had benefits due to injury. That includes LeBron. That includes everybody. All the way back until the first one that had a clean run was the Spurs that you can get to in 2013. That's how far back you have to go if you don't want to play the game. Well, they benefited from injury. Yeah, no kidding. But the idea that you're going to somehow diminish the Suns championship or the Bucks championship, that is just so lame.
Yeah.
And it only happens in basketball because you know what's not happening to Tampa? Well, sure, you won, but the Chiefs didn't have any of their offensive linemen. So
yeah,
of course
No one does that. They had no offensive line, the Chiefs. But no one says that for Tom Brady and for Tampa. And really, it is an NFL thing.
It's a basketball thing. It's always been the case because it's such a talking point about whose championship means more, who's the best player in the world. And then you have to start picking apart things to win your argument when really you can point and look and say everyone benefits. It's part of the game. It's injury luck. It's part of it. And if you can stay healthy through the playoffs, it helps your chances immensely. The Warriors' first run featured a lack of point guards. You know, I think Chris Paul got hurt, Mike Conley got hurt, and then Kyrie got hurt in the series, and that was their first title. And it was said at the time to slander the Warriors, but no one remembers it now because the Warriors, you know, they went on and confirmed it when they got KD and won a couple more. It only becomes a thing if people want it to be a thing. I would say don't acknowledge it if you're Suns fans, if you win.
No.
Everyone shut up.
They won't care.
Yeah.
Oh, so what? We won. And by the way, we kick everybody's ass. It's a really good team.
No, we're That's the what home we do. Of having to hear that crap about Jordan and asterisks. So we're used to hearing that crap here.
Yeah.
Something that they dealt with. Now, because of the trash cans, you got to deal with people yapping. So what? Who cares? Yeah, you're right. Who cares? It's stupid to do that. By the way, I had no idea the Suns shooting 83.4% as a team from the free throw line. That is ridiculously high.
Yeah.
83.4% as a team.
And
really
they missed
good.
A couple of the other last night, which was unusual for them. All right, on the other side, a former Texan in some trouble. And some more Texans talk about, well, it's just kind of gross what we're going to be talking about. But we're going to do it on the, we're going to talk about the gross Texans on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And you know what else is gross? A bald head. It's gross. Sorry, Jackie. No offense. But it's just no one wants to see that. No one wants to see your bald head.
Yeah, that's why AJ's going, fleeing to Vegas. People are tired of his head.
I was sick of
him.
He
got chased out of Houston?
He got chased out of Houston for his bald head. The other day, they were like, hey, can you give Doc Glenville's number to AJ? And he's like, nah, I'm a lost cause. Listen, you're not a lost cause. Doc Glenville can help you. He can change your life. If you're bald, it's not something anyone. Name the last superhero that was bald. No, always the bad guy's bald. He's always got the bald spot. Name the last superhero that had a bald spot.
None. Well, no bald spots.
No.
That's not it. They don't draw bald spots on superheroes and comic books.
That's right. That's right. They don't. If you're going to be a superhero, you got hair. And the good guys always have hair. So if you're looking for to be one of the good guys and not a bad person, all you got to do is go to 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com. Doc Linville's going to put that hair on you, and you're going to look like a good guy again. And then people are going to love you because you have hair, as opposed to what's going on now. So I don't want you to feel bad about yourself, but all I know is this. You're a better person if you have hair. 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.